When Simen Ayin Tes, the middle of Sif Aleph, we're up to the Ramah. Hago Shliach Tzibur HaMispalel. Shliach Tzibur is davening. V'tzoya Beveis HaKnesses Oy Bebayish SheMispalel Shom. And in this room where he is davening, there is tzoya. Afilu Hu La'achov, even it's behind him, B'chol HaBayis, Tzorech Lish So he is mechuyev to stop davening and wait till it will be taken out. Now, the shaila is, if it's la'achov, so it's on his daladames, so what prevents him from continuing to daven Shmein Esrei? Since he is davening Shemayna Esrei, and he, with his Chazoras HaShatz, is Maitzi the Rabbim, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, this does not necessarily mean that he's Maitzi them, because they davened already and still in Shemayna Esrei, but I'll kaponim. The purpose of the Chazoras HaShatz is that they should answer Omein and his broches. V'yiyavshah shelo yehei echad min hakol b'soich arba amesh shel atzoya. So we have here a room, and there's tzoya in the room. So even though the tzoya is in back of the shatz, but there we can readily assume that Mestome from the other nine people who are participating in the Chazoras HaShatz, it's in the Arba Amos of them. And therefore, so they are not permitted to answer Amen, because they're Teich Dalet Amos of the Tzai. So therefore, the Shatz should stop till the tzoya is taken out. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nevov. Ad sheyitziyanu, v'im al yedei ze sho ashliach tzibo teligmar kolo. Here the shatz, till they took it out, The passage of time that they ligma kula loyhoya b'soich dalad amos. So when it wasn't in his dalad amos, so the loch is loyachsel l'roish. He says that means halachically he was permitted to say Shemayna Esrei, but it wasn't in his Daladamis. He was not permitted to continue Shemayna Esrei because of the people who the Tzoy is in their Daladamis. So in such a matzev, we do not say that it should be Chayza L'Rosh. Yedei Chayvasa. So he says the problem is he's being mighty, the people there, Yedei Chabotzen. Lotza loima, that means the Ave Keilu Mispalo Kol Echad Ato La'atzmoy. We consider Keilu every person is davening now through the shots. So Memele, he can't daven now a Yedei HaShatz if he finds himself Teich Daladamas to the Tzayt. But that is not true. Every Yochid davens first. So they were Yoitze already. He's not being Yoitze now with the shots. But Haloi Tzorech Kol Yochid V'Yochid Lanes Omein Al Birkas HaShliach Tzibu. But Al Kaponim, the takon of Chazoras HaShatz was that they should answer Omein and the broch of the Shlich Tzibur, and he can't answer Omein, v'osali yisayu lefonov. So here we are saying the shatz should not continue if there's tzoya in the room, even though the tzoya is chutz from the daladamas of the shatz. But since the shatz is saying the brachas for the ilm to answer amen, and they cannot answer amen in the matzah that the tzoya is there, so he should not continue davening until they take out the tzoya. Ve'im, that's if the shatz is davening Shemayna Esrei. Ve'im ha'shatz oisek ato b'psukei de zimro, de'eino imoitzi de'choyve ve'ein shom aniyas omen. That means he's up to mizmol esoide and he has a whole yichavoid. And he's not moitzi, there's no broches that the tzibur is going to hear from him. He's just saying mizmorim. He's allowed to say them, and the oilom, and they're not yoitza with his psuki de zimre, and there's no brachas that they have to answer amen. They ain't shamanias amen. So there's no reason why he should stop now. Is muta loilom mekedarkei imilchutz lo daudamoyse v'mokim shekol horeich. That means, tzoya, the halach is, you have to be machik daladamas from the reich also. So if he's daladamas mimokim shekol reich, so he has no problem in saying psuki de zimre. He is not at all affected by the tzoya, which is in the vicinity of the rest of the kol, because he's not being mighty them in any way. What if the tzoya is in his dalad ames? Then he has to be quiet. He's not allowed to say psuki de zimra. He has a problem. He's not allowed to say domisha b'kedusha because of the tzoya or the reyach, which is toich dalad amoiso. V'afilu imsho kedei ligmo. So now he has to stop meyikir adin, because he's not allowed to say a dover shebekdusha if the tzoya or the reich of the tzoya is in his dalad ames. V'afilu imsho kedei ligmar kulo. What is the din if he had to wait, let's say it takes him 15 minutes to say psuki de zimre, and he had to wait 15 minutes for them to take out the tzoya? So he doesn't have to go back to the beginning. He goes back to where he had stopped. And the reason for this is because the Bihaloch had brought down before by Achiyuv de Rabbonon. There's no din. A mitzvah de Rabbonon, the Daki Moshe holds, there's no din of Shoka de Ligma Reskulo. And you go back to the beginning. What? Okay, that is also a nice if he had another room to go to. Al Kaponim, there was... We're talking about Psuke de Zimra. I mean, they can clean it up if it's in the Daladamas. It matters how big the room is and where the Tzai is. Al Kaponim... We're talking about the Shliach Tzibis davening Psuke de Zimra. He doesn't have to be in the room. He's not mighty them at all. And he's davening, so he started davening, but now they found Tzoya there. So Lemaisa, if it's in his Daladamas, so he's not permitted to continue saying Adama Shabakdusha. If it's not in his Daladamas, so he is not governed by, that is in their Daladamas, because he's not being, they're not answering Amen and his Brachas. So he can continue. And if it's in his Daladamas, he says, so then he's not allowed. In this matzav, he's not allowed to say further. But he doesn't have to go back to the beginning. What?
Maybe not every
Yeah. Definitely. We're talking about, so we were, yeah. That's right. So now, but if it was shok the ligmer is kulo, so since this is a darabonam, so you don't go back to the beginning. V'chaim bebirkas krishme, so also pashtus birkas krishme, is also darabonam. So you don't have to go back. This other cheshbon is by birkas krishme. Aber bekrishme, but by krishme, if he was in the middle of saying krishme, they found the tzoya, or betfila balachash, hasheke de ligma kulo, the time it takes for him to say the whole krishme, or meresh atfila atsoyfa, vayitzeh dal damoysev chayza l'roish, mesharen lefi hakoyre. And the speed is totally how this person is learning krishme, how this person is davening shemoneh esrei, and with his speed we figure out how long it will take. This, well, how he normally, the normal amount of time it takes for him. No, the Pesuk Zim is not negay. It's only negay krishma. What? Yeah, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning. Tzuki the Zuman Bichas Krishma. He says he only has to go back by Krishma, which is Adereise, and by Tfile, and then Shok the Ligmas Kula is dependent how long it takes him to say Krishma or Shmei Nesrei. V'efsha. So we say the problem is we tell the shots to stop because he is davening for the kol, for the tzibur, and there are others in the kol, which the tzoya is in their daladama, so therefore we tell them, don't continue. Vim ira, but what is yehem, sheshum odom eina yoshev, besoich daladama shalat tzoya? You hear in this room, there it is situated, that the tzoy is in such a place that no one is in the daladamas, mutali spalo, so you're allowed to daven. So, because he's mighty the oilam, and by the oilam, the tzoy is chutz mitawad amesei. What? One second. Oh. V'imir shishim adam in yeshu says daud amesh al tzoy, mutali spalo. V'af al pi. Shatoya mavsekes beinayim or beinashat. So it's in front of them. By others, the tzoya is in front of them. Yichaylim lahasip beinayim. So they'll turn around. So be in back of them. Kadosh lehi lifneim. The osa kum lo yeino. That's true. If it's in front of them, so cold man, he sees it, even though it's more than daladamas. It's also, so he can turn around. Miyu besimin unheik. What? This is Chazalas HaShatz. He's davening, the Shatz is now davening. And they're listening to the Chazalas HaShatz and saying, the backs of the Chazan. That's okay. Al Kaponim, we can make a Chazalas HaShatz that way because the Halacha is Mechayim that they have to do this. Miyu besimin on hei sivchov kosav yesh oimrim. There is a shita that holds that they can't answer omen if there's tzoya mavsekes beinayim. But it's not a double muskim. That means there's a yeshoimrim that holds like that. Arba ames. So now the test is going. So our whole concern is the tzoyah is daladame is from echad min hakol. Let's say mimokim shekol lahoreach. Because by tzoyah we don't cheshbon with the tzoyah alone. We cheshbon from where the reyach ends. That is a continuation of the tzoyah, and then we start measuring daladame. Now, what is if a tinik was mashtin mayim bebeis hakneset? Now, by Hashtana, we have here two milas. We'll see if it affects us in any way. But there's two milas in Hashtana. One mila is normally there's no reyach. And number two, it's a darabona. Now, v'imtinik yishtimai bebeis ha-kneses, gam kein yishtoi kashliach tzibo, v'yamtim ad she yatilu b'mayim o yechasuhu, o yachiko kol akol mehem dale damas. Yeah, so memela, again, if we have a problem, so by the Meir Aglayim with all these coolers, it's a drabonon, it's no sichin, but you have to wait till the Meir Aglayim will be taken care of. Vayim asher kasav de bir aloche, de im ha Meir Aglayim ho yechutz l'dalet amesh shel hashatz, part of us chutz shel dalet amesh shel hashatz, efshel, ישליס מח אל סלוגס אמקילם שאין צורך לא ידיע. You don't have to tell the shots. אם יקום מוקים ירו הכל להסרח איק אי לחס לסלחה כמיים די לבוס לא יוכלו לנס עומי. So, it's very unclear to me על קופונים what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Bir Halachi, brings down a very interesting shaila. And perhaps he brings down a shaila. I'd like to tell over a maise from Rav Shalom Shvadron, and then we'll see Al Kaponim what the Bir Halachi is speaking about. There was a maise which Rav Shalom Shvadron, he was a shat, Yomim Neroim in Chevron, and he was davening Musaf. And next to him, there was a zaken, it seems, who had bladder problems. And he noticed there was a puddle of Meir Aglayim in front of this zaken. Now, so he had a shaila, what should he do now? And it was in his Dalet Amos. So now this is a tremendous problem. He can't go further because it's in his Dalet Amos. That's poshut. To stop. So it would be a meiridik bezoyin for this zaken that here's middle chazal shat. Yeah, and this happened. And so what should he do? He can't continue, but to stop also would be mamish. Everyone would look around and they'll see this meiser with the zaken. Be bezoyin is to the zaken. So he started a nigin. In the middle of Shemana, so he started a nigin and a bezoyin. Everyone was looking at him. Somehow it didn't flow in the nusach of the musaf. Mekitza, he ignored everything. Benkach, those who were next to the zaken, they went and brought towel paper, they wiped it up and finished it. Then he went back to musaf. And then was agoinis, mamish agoinis. And afterwards, after davening, they came over. Rav Shalom was his dosa, mitten shmenesri. He started singing a nigun, it's a hefka. He laughed and goes, yeah, okay, fine. But so Abu Kaponim, he had a situation that mamish, he had a very terrible situation. He couldn't daven, and he didn't want to be mevaza this person. So Memele, so that was his eitzer. Now, the Bir Aloche speaks about something similar. The Bir Aloche speaks about, he says like this, Im lo yishamei raglaim hu mei eizah choyla metavtev lo onsoi. Yeah. So he says, if it's chutz from the Dalet Amos of the Shatz, so at this we have Aloche here that the Shatz should stop. I mean, the Ramah says the shot should stop because they gave the Kehillah. So he says, so the Bir Aloche says, but if there was a Zaken, and if he stops, or be a bazillion to the Zaken, that he takes into consideration, and it's chutz midalad amoiso, she should continue. That's what the Bir Halacha says here. What? It's chutz the daldamas of the shat, so he should continue. The shat should continue. Now, in Bir Halacha, he doesn't explain, so he's continuing. Gemaldik, but what's going to be? The oilam is answering gomim, they're not answering gomim. What's happening with the oilam? So we'll say, as the bezoyin, they don't answer amen. So that's not so poshut, because later we'll have in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, if the oilam doesn't answer amen, the shatz is davening shmenetzes abrocha lebatole. So what should he? Now he's in the middle of a shmetzel, what should he do? So here, there he doesn't explain exactly what he should do, but here he says, He says, so he continues further. But they should go and take care of it. So I don't understand if they're taking care of it. So what's the whole problem? I mean, that's the whole thing I don't understand clearly. So by the call, it's in their daladamas. He says you should take care of it quickly. He says, amen. What? The ilavos leyuchlani so means you could have missed one domain, two domains. Yep. Okay. Maybe that's what he means. So we're bevater on two domains. I mean, that's what he's saying. It's very unclear. Now, Steve Bays. Hoisa b'mokim gamoya asora tfochim einamoch asora. What if the tzoya was? The tzoya was, he's standing on the ground, and there's an omud, there's a pole that's 10 tefachim high, and there's tzoya on top of the pole, and he sees it. He can see it. He's here, and he can see it. There was a pit in the ground, and there's tzoya in the ground, and he's standing next to it, and he can see it. Oisha Hoisa, case number 3, Babayas Echad, Babayas Acha. You have two rooms. You have two rooms. The Tzoya was in this room. There's a door here, and he's in this room. And from this room, he can see the Tzoya in the next room. Afilo Apesach Pasuach, the door is open. The Yoshe Besida, he's right next to he's in the other room, but he's right next to the door. And he sees the Tzoya. So the Mechaber is going to bring down the Machlokes, the Rosh and the Rashba. The Shitas of Rosh is, Im Ein Lo Reyach, Yochel Likrois. If there's no Reyach, so there's no problem. Because the Isser of Tzoya is, V'ho Yom Machnecha Kodesh. Your Machne has to be Kodesh. What is considered my Machne for Amos around me? That's my machta, but this is in a different reshus. It's in a different reshus in a different room. So I see it. What if I see it? It's not in my reshus, so I have no problems whatsoever. The kivin shu b'shus acheres karine b'shaper v'hoya machnecha kodesh l'horosh. This is the shita sorosh. Avol haRashbe, there's a machlokes the Rosh and the Rashbe. The Rosh holds the holding of Maloy Einov in front of him. He's not allowed to say Adavish Abekdusha if he can see it, because in front of him is Machne extends still to where he sees it. But there's one is Voya Machnecha Kodesh. Whatever we define is called my Machne, I'm not allowed to say Adavish Abekdusha. If it's an Omo that's Gavoya Asoro, so this is not my Machne, it's a different Roshus. It's in a different room and the door is open. There's Mechitzas around it, even though the door is open. What? Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll talk about it in a minute. You just spoke. We'll see. There's a big machlokes of what you just said now. Okay. So the loyim achnecha kodesh l'rosh. Avo leharashbe. The Rashba holds there are two dinim. There's one din v'hoya machnecha kodesh. The machne has to be kodesh. That's true. But there's another din v'loy yira l'cho ermasova. Just like by Elva, there's an Isser, if you see the Elva, so there's a Vov Achibo. We're talking about, it was the Kisisa Seosech, we're talking about Tzoy, Vilo Yir Becho Elva's Dov, and now all of a sudden we jump to Elva, and there's a Vov Achibo. So the Rashba learns Pshat that just like by Elva there's an Isseriya, so by Tzoy there's also an Isseriya. So there's no Isser of Riyah. If you don't see it, that means it is not sufficient that it's in another issues. If I see it, it's also. Let's stop here, and then let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Baal Yisachar, it's in a different house, that's Perish, Becheder Acher, in a different room. Bitzido, so he can sit, Perish, Eitzel, Mokim HaPesach, he can sit Mamish, right by the door. Bein chilek, bein yesham, delis, it's irrelevant if there's, by the open, Pesach is the opening, and it's irrelevant if there's a door there, if there's not a door there. Now, so Mamela, so he is in his rishus, according to the Rosh, the Holy says, v'hoya machnecha kodesh, your machne should be kodesh, my machne is kodesh. That's the next room, I see it. So what? There's no, the whole Israel is only Vayim Achnecha Kodesh. Now he says a very interesting thing. V'hichnis Roshoy L'mokim She'yesham Atzoya. What if he stuck his head into that room? He stuck the head into that room. That means like this. Roiv Gufoy is in this room. He stuck his head into that room. So it's his mach, he'll say, well, I'm my machne is Kodesh. Reiv of my goof is in the machne Kodesh. But the one that's saying the hilu, who's saying the hilu? The mouth is saying the hilu. The how, the mouth, the head is in amokim sheyesh b'itzoya. So you look at where the mokim hilu is coming out from. Kol haNishama Tahalo, Kol the Hillel is coming for, and then you and so we see so the machne. What we have to be done now is the machne from where the Hillel is coming out from. So if you stick your head into the other room, and the other room this day it will be awesome. What? No, we'll talk about that right away. Imichnis roishu l'mokim shesh amatzoi, l'kula alma osa, mafilum bo'itzim eino. Here, shutting his eyes will not help, because you are in, it's in your machna, you see, you don't see it, it's irrelevant. V'chein l'hepach, ima, na yoshayla, ima tzoya v'odom babayis, that he and the tzoya are in one room. V'hoitzi roishoy chutz labayis, ay chutz lechaloyim. And he stuck his head out. Now he stuck his head out and he's saying brochus and those mordek he sees. And his goof is in a reshus with his soya. Gamke nosa likroit shadinen roishoy posaruba. Here there's a din lechumre that since his goof is in a machne sheyesh boitzoya, so we say the head is nigra lechumre basa the guf. So it's also, so we consider that he is saying a hillel b'mokim sheyesh boitzoya, and that will also be yosa. Now Yudalid, now the Davke Shein and the Rashba holds that there is no mila of another issues. So I skipped over something. I think just 1 second. I skipped over the bad ones. Hoysa yeh, Mu'adin lehepech, the other way around, is he standing on an omud and the tzoy is on the ground, or he's in a pit and the tzoy is on the cock. Okay. Now, by mito will come to there. But mokim gavoya. Now there's a moedika machloikis over here. But you mentioned about a mokim ptur. Vegam shu rochov dalet al dalet vochim, tavi mokim choshuv. Now there are many poiskim that hold that we are saying we according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, the iser is in my machne, they should not be tzoya. So if I have an omud that's gavoya asorot tvochem, and it's dalid al dalid tvochem, so an ilchus Shabbos, this is called a bezunder rishus. This is a rishus ayochet, this is a rishus harabim. This is considered a different rishus. So the Bach says, this kula, according to the Rosh, that I say, that if it's on an omud, on a pole, that's yud tfochim high, I'm allowed, it's not considered in my machne. He says that if that pole has a width of dalet tfochim, so then that is considered a rishus bifnei atzmoi. So if it's a rishus bifnei atzmoi, so memele, the tzoye is not in my rishus. Where is it? It's in a different rishus. This is considered a different rishus, because Dalad al-Dal gives it a rishus. Also, according to the Rosh, it's irrelevant. The smell is bitter. We're talking about, you're not, we're talking about, we don't smell it. We're not talking about it. So seeing it, the Rosh holds, there's no iser of seeing. Only by Elma there's iser of seeing. Here there's an iser of, oh, your machnecha kodesh. My machne is kodesh. Where is the tzoye? The tzoye is in a different machne. It's not my machne. So it's just bifnei atzmai. So the Bach says that's only if it's dalet al dalet. But what if it's gimel al gimel tvochim? So it doesn't have a chshivus of a rishus bifnei atzmai. So then the Bach says, so then min ha-toyre, you're not allowed to say a davar shebetusha. This is in your machne. Good, it's 10 tvochim high. There's a hefsek of height between your machne. But we can consider it in a different rishus. So the Bach holds and has this whole thing only works if it's dalet al dalet tvochim. Davimokim choshu. Ubediyevim, and others hold not like that. The Taz is choylik. The Taz says if there's a hefsik of yud tvochim, even though it doesn't have a cheshivis a rishus bifnei atzmoi, but it's mufsik and mufdul for my rishus. This is not considered a separate rishus, but I'm sorry, it's not my rishus, because it's 10 tvochim high. So the Taz holds its mutter. The Shver holds its also. The Bach holds its also. The Taz holds its mutter. Now, ubediyevet. So now we have, besides the kamak in the Shver and the Nedem, so he davened already. He learned Krishna already. Now what? He davened. Let's talk about davening. He davened. According to the Bach, your machna was tzoye, you have to daven over again. According to the Taz, no problem. This was mufsik from your machna. You don't have to daven. Ubediyevet, im le'yoye roichev dalet al dalet, gam kein ein yitzurich lachzo ispal, rak v'teiras nedove, That means there's a machloikis. There's a big machloikis here. And really, right boys can hold you want yaitis. But there's a Taz that says you want yaitis. So Tadavan, again, according to the Taz, it's a bracha levatola. So Mamela, we say, you daven over again, but make it tonight. That if I'm not machoyev Tadavan, the lachas like the Taz, it should be on the top. That's also. Yeah, Mishabu says that. Mishabu says that it's it.